VBA mobile.
4 VWA mobile.
Boom, boom.
You're so funny.
Had never made it in the old west, you know what?
Was one of Clint Eastwood's westerns. I can't remember. It was one of his later ones, and he had this revolver, and the way you had to take it apart and break it down, and he would just put another cylinder in there that was already loaded, and then you had to put it back together. But that was the coolest thing I've ever seen.
An 1858 Remington, which was originally a muzzle-loading weapon that was converted. And they modified it, and he could slip the lever down, pull the little axle cylinder forward, drop in a new cylinder, and have six more ready to go in a flash.
129, is that Wade Hampton?
But you can take 129 if you want to. It will take you the back, some of those plants on a new road with a bunch of new construction out there, and it will drop you on 29 at Lyman.
Just great, because I just took it. I thought that was it. Oh, well.
All right. Unless there's something going on out there where they got the road blocked up, it'll take you right into Lyman. You know where you come out there at that Sphinx and the QT and the, let's see, what else is there? There used to be a Bilo in that intersection, and there was a Hardee's there also. Right there is where you pop out. That's 129 as it comes into 29 in Lyman.
I can get back on 85 right here, so that's what I'm going to do. Because I'd rather just hit Wade Hampton. 85 south, this is doing okay so far.
You want me to check my Google Maps for the traffic?
I'm going to be taking the Highway 14 exit there, the GSP 14 exit.
Google Maps and see if it's backed up, passed up to BMW, because a lot of times it backs up all the way to there.
Get out there, K2YN.
Steve, right now it's showing the traffic is backed up all the way out to Highway 101. That's basically there at BMW.
Taking the 29, Highway 29 exit here. Now I'll just get on Wade Hampton.
That's what I would do if I were you. What time you got to be downtown?
5:30. I just found out though that Caitlin has a migraine, so she took some medicine. So hopefully she'll know within an hour whether or not, you know, it's going to work.
Look for that. We had a break come in there. Go ahead, contact. Catch his call sign. Maybe he'll come back in a few minutes to talk to us, Dave. All right, well, listen, you just be careful going down through there, Bubba.
So, I don't really have to be in a hurry, so I just hope Kate gets the feeling better. I hate that she's sick.
Daughter?
Our youngest daughter.
Well, listen, I've got to call my wife and see what I got to bring home. I will talk to you again soon there, or in a few minutes there, Bubba. Day and four, BWA. I'm out.
I'll be here, K and four, VWA, KV4, CPA, Bumble. You're stationed in there, but you're in and out of the repeater, just barely breaking the squelch sometimes.
Authority being my RF hold. KJ4, safety, spoke.
Let's see. I got KK4. Didn't get the rest of it, but, but anyway, and I hear you're mobile. Me too. I'm actually, I don't know where I'm at, but I'm either on Wade Hampton Boulevard or I'm headed to Wade Hampton, one of the two.
I'm in a hole, and it's Kilo Juliet 4, Charlie Tango Delta. I'll be out of the hole in about 10 minutes.
Sorry. So it's JJ4. Oh, my goodness. Well, I got a lot of road noise, and I've got exhaust noise by choice. So, anyway, a lot of noise in the car. KB4 CBA Mobile. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Dave. Where are we headed? We headed to go get something to eat, or we headed to go break in?
Negative on both counts. I've been to a gun range in somewhere near Bowling Springs, and I'm headed back home. I'm actually. I just got off of 85. I'm on Wade Hampton Boulevard. I'm going to take Wade Hampton into Taylor's because I live on Rutherford Road. So, you know, this is a straight shot and probably a lot less of a headache.
It's a couple of miles ahead of you. I'm right up here at the red light here in Lyman.
Get on the input. Got you full quieting.
Can't complain about this radio either. It's been a good one.
Get on the input. What kind of radio you have?
2730.
Well, that's what I got.
Radio the. One of the guys I used to work with, Johnny Allison, was just called WD4DYH or something like that. It was the one he recommended, and I can't complain about it. I mean, it's got, you know, cross band and everything that I want, and it's pretty easy to manipulate.
Somebody told me this radio had cross band, and I didn't even know it. I'm so totally ignorant of my own radio here. That is ridiculous.
Hold, like, you have to power it down, and you have to hold, like, three buttons in at the same time and power it up, and when it comes up, it'll give you that option.
Well, I guess if I was going to use that function, I'd rather have it, you know, have it in the house than just running off a power supply. But anyway, I don't really need it. It'd be nice to have though. That way I could just sit on, you know, on the couch and talk on my Baofeng and let the radio do the rest of the work.
Thing I did, I would turn it on in the truck, and then I was able to turn it on in the truck, and then I could take my Baofeng out in the field, and you know, and it worked good, or I could talk on it in the house, and it worked all right.
Well, that's good. That's good to know. You got me a cross band. Radio, and I didn't even know it. I mean, these things weren't that expensive when I bought it. At least I didn't think it was. And the main reason I wanted it was because it has the detachable face, and I like that so I can just stick the radio under the seat, you know, and just have the face of the radio up on, it's actually on my center console right at the, right in front of my gear shift.
Asked about mine, I found an open box sale. It was like $200. And I got mine on a, I guess the cell phone holder that sticks to the windshield, but I got it mounted above my rear view mirror. So it just kind of sits on the top of my rear view mirror so that when I look, I can see it pretty easy.
The only thing about wearing these sunglasses is I cannot see my phone or the radio display. It just looks kind of dark. I can read some other displays on my car, but anyway, so I have to take my sunglasses off if I need to look at my phone, but I'm in some real slow traffic here, kind of 2 and 3 miles an hour type kind of traffic. It looks like somebody had a little fender bender here, and it didn't look like anybody got hurt.
That red light in Lyman where all those roads come together.
Actually, there goes the fire truck. Because there's some cars that got hit on the bridge. I'm on a bridge, and then there's some cars that got hit on up the road too. So I've got to get over here to the right lane. So the blue lights, they got the left lane blocked.
Fire truck coming up behind me.
Somebody was trying to make a left turn up here off of White Hampton and got T-boned.
The intersection right there, there's several roads that come in. It gets really crowded about this time of day. I had to go through it 5 times a week. KN4 TFW.
And can you copy?
Not station, but I see there's something happening down here at the old Tabs Flea Market because there's a bunch of cars turning around and I'm stopped.
The way you're going, you'll need to be in the right lane. The both left lanes are blocked. And it's a Mustang just like mine, the same color. It's got different rims, but it's a blue Ford Mustang that was involved, and he's got parts laying all over the place.
With the gun range, isn't that CNC up there? Is that what it is?
See? They were real nice, and they're a little less picky than I've been to the one on Rutherford there. It's not far from the house. It's about three or four miles from the house, and Sharpshooters, that's the name of it, right there across from the farmer's market, and they're a little stricter with their rules, and CNC's a little more laid back.
All right, let's see if I'm making it now. KJ4 CCD.
At that time, KB4 CBA.
I'm in a really bad spot right here, so I'll probably be out for a minute. You need to be in the right lane when you get up to the old Tabs Flea Market.
Call starts at sunset, thank you.
It's up here by this wreck. See if your radio gets a bunch of static in it.
Been through there, and I just passed the intersection with 101. I'm coming up on 14. Yeah, it was really bad. I don't know if it's coming from the, you know, the fire trucks, or I don't know what it would be, but there is definitely some QRM there.
Okay.
B4 CBA.
there an electronic sign there, that one of advertising sign that changes different advertisements?
I suspected that it was, because I just know every time I go through there, I got an issue.
It's on 153 at 85. Every time I go by there, this, on this frequency, it doesn't do it on other frequencies, but on the 61 frequency, it gives me all kinds of static.
It's called the FCC was supposed to, make companies comply a little better than that, to interfere with, especially interfering with 2 meters. I can't imagine what kind of emissions that sign's putting out.
Launch with a chuckle, KJ-462.
Yeah, who knows? I guess it depends on what they're advertising, whether or not they'll do anything about it. And that's kind of a joke as well, sort of. I gotta jump out. I'm at my next one. N4ZLK.
Okay, N4GFW.
Don't work too hard. I am in Greer. I should be home barring any catastrophe in about five to seven minutes anyway.
A tipsy taco here in Greer. I'm going to go home and then we're going to go over to El Matador tonight.
Do you prefer El Matador over Tipsy Taco?
The guy that owns it pretty good there, and I've never been at a Tipsy Taco. Kind of hate to change and run the risk of being disappointed.
I'll be honest with you. I like it a lot better, and it's a little more pricey than some of the other Mexican restaurants, like I can't think of the name of the one at St. Mark's. But, their food's good, don't get me wrong, but Tipsy Tacos, it's like a notch higher. And, but it is a little more pricey.
One time, I know this one up here at 14 in White Hampton, guacamole or whatever, it's not too bad. I've had some good meals there.
Been to the one up here in Greer, but, We realize there's one on East North, and or right off of East North. It's between East North and Pelham Road, and so we've been going to that one lately. And there's a Publix in that shopping area. It's kind of everything's kind of hidden up there. If you don't know it's there, you really can't see much of it, especially from East North Street. It's a little more visible from Pelham Road.
Not where you're talking about. There was one time there was a little bar right there on the left when you went in.
No, I honestly didn't pay any attention. If you come in from East North, there's a traffic circle. And it's like everything's up on that hill, then there's where all the big stores are, then there's some other stores, down in the lower section. I think there's even some offices in that section too.
Further up than where I was thinking, but yeah, I know where you're talking about now. It's rare that I get over in that part of town, really.
But, I don't know how long that area's been developed, but, we're just kind of discovered it a few months back, and there's a Brewster's there, and, I think Brewster's is probably the first place that we stopped. Boy, the traffic in Greer on White Hampton is just unbelievable. At least it's moving, though. I can't complain. Mainly just have to stop for a traffic light. But, man, you can just see, as far as you can see, there's 3 lanes of traffic, And looks like everybody's trying to get out of Greenville, and then it looks like the rest of them are trying to get out of Greer.
Right. It happens every day about this time. Sometimes I'm stopped there where the Applebee's is, waiting on the light up at the Taco Bell.
Like I'm seeing is people going to Clemson for the game.
When is the game?
But I'm up on Highway 11, and we got a lot of 5 o'clock traffic this time of day, but at least half of them have Clemson flags on them. The other half are RVs.
Trying to think of the highway that goes through Easley and goes to Clemson. I can't think of the name of it or the number. My mind is gone blank. I used to drive that a lot because I went to school at I went a semester at Southern Wesleyan. Not Southern Wesleyan. Yeah, it is Southern Wesleyan University, I think it is now. I'm not sure what it used to be called.
It's 123, and I'm much further north than that.
Okay. Well, man, I used to wear that road out, and then I also worked at the they used to have Clemson, J.P. Stevens used to have a plant there in Clemson, and I would drive from Greenville. They moved our offices from the Daniel Building to over the mezzanine there in the Clemson plant, and so I had to drive from Greenville to Clemson, but I got pretty old. I did that for about a year and a half, I think, and I finally gave it up because it just got to be too much of a pain. I went back to school.
Yeah, well, I've been having to commute back and forth to Clemson here about every 3 or 4 days, and 11 is a straight shot for me, right, because I'm up near Landrum anyway, and I just shoot straight across on 11 and then straight down 133 to 6 Mile and right out where I need to be at Clemson. That hole runs from Sunset, South Carolina to just about 6 Mile.
KP4CVA, yeah, I've made that run on my motorcycle several times. I love to get on Highway 11 and just cruise. That's a nice two-lane road, not a lot of traffic, especially, in the middle of the day during the week. It's pretty nice.
Matter of fact, I've seen all week, as a matter of fact. Yesterday, there was no traffic at all on this road, and now we are actually going below the speed limit, which is a bit of a rarity at the moment.
Yeah. That reminded me, I was cruising on my bike, and a buddy of mine was behind me on his, and there's a if you're headed south, there's a hill. You top the hill and you look, and you can see for about 2 miles. It's just a straightaway. You go down, kind of down a hill, and then it just flattens out. And it's at least 2 miles. It might be further. You can see ahead of you, and it's just straight. And these two guys on the crotch rockets came flying by me. They were doing about 90 miles an hour, and they were on their back wheel. They were doing wheelies, and when they passed me, I just thought, man, you guys are crazy.
That straightaway is, and yes, anybody that does that at 90 miles an hour, I'm sorry, but, the Darwin's Law comes to mind, and you're surprised that so few of them actually experience that.
That wreck on Wade Hampton this week?
Some of the news.
That kid, every morning and every afternoon, he'd be doing well over 100 on Wade Hampton. And I guess he topped that trip. I knew he had to be going faster. It just destroyed that F-150, the whole front end.
I can hear the traffic on Wade Hampton pretty clearly, especially Crotch Rockets. And there's a good many of them, and you'll hear them, you know, winding them up and revving them right to the limit. And I think most of them will rev up to about 12 grand. And I love the sound, but I would hate to be on one. If I had one of those, I know I'd kill myself, because you know, it's just too tempting to dip into that throttle.
That tells us that sudden stop. So it's not the speed that kills us, that sudden stop, and you never know when that sudden stop's going to appear.
That, it's definitely the stop. Oh, me. And, you know, my wife was talking about, I have cameras on my car, front and rear. She says, I don't know why you want cameras on your car. And I said, well, you know, I just, you know, like to record what's going on around me, and you know, if I ever need it, you know, I can use it, even if something happens in front of me, you know, I could show it to the police officer and let him see what happened, so he can make, you know, a better decision or more informed decision. But anyway, and she said, well, I could go against you too. And I said, well, yeah, I could. But then if it was my fault, I'd just erase it.
They'll warrant if they want to take it from you, but you can volunteer it to them.
Well, I'm not going to volunteer it if it's my fault. Oh, man. Oh, that would be bad. And it's a, by the way, I noticed you ran that traffic, that red light back there too. I'd be going, wait a minute.
Officer, when I entered the intersection.
You know why a traffic light turns red, don't you?
It's anywhere from zero to eight more cars.
Yeah. Well, if a the reason a traffic light turns red is, you know, you turn red too if you had to change in front of all those people.
That's funny. Now, I've driven a lot of miles in my years, but there are times that I really wish I had a camera on my car, because it's, you know, what people do is just, it's total insanity.
I had a guy go, he just went crazy. He lost it, and I saw him coming, and I was doing about 15 over the speed limit, and I saw him coming behind me. He must have been doing 90 or 100, and he went around me and cut in front of me on two wheels. I mean, it was unreal. And then he slammed on his brakes, and so I just got over in the other lane, and then he cuts over in the other lane. So I'm right on his bumper, so I swerved back over in the other lane, and got up beside him. We had to stop at a light, and I just rolled the window down. I said, man, what in the heck's wrong with you? And he was mad at me because I was going over the speed limit. He said, you just think you can do anything you want to on that car. And I said, yeah, I got you on my digital camera here too. I said, let's call the police. Who do you think they're going to believe?
You know, he could have pulled a gun on you. But, yeah, I've seen a lot of crap, and some of it was really, really, really bad.
Hey, guys, I made it to the house. I'm going to say 7-3. You guys have an awesome day and evening, and good to talk to you. KN4 TFW.
Have yourself, don't get in any trouble there at the house. Sitting in the garage, so I have arrived alive again, so I'm going to run inside here and see what we're doing about supper. But anyway, y'all have a good evening, and 73's to all. KB4 CBA.
I got another 20 minutes to get KJ4 CTD mobile.
KO4 PXB mobile.
KJ4 CBA. to the back again.
KO4PXB.
Bravo.
X-ray, Bravo.
Trying to trigger my dyslexia. God, can't spit it out. Must be a Monday or a Friday. My name's Wyatt.
I'll definitely confuse you with my name, too. It's Lloyd. Lima, Lima, Oscar, Yankee, Delta.
How are you doing today?
Doing pretty good, like I said. I was doing about 65 to 70 till I got close to the Pelham Road. Now I'm doing like 6 miles an hour.
I hope you're not heading southbound on 85.
Would you guess, but I'm getting off at exit 58 and taking the back roads into Simpsonville, so it won't be that bad once I get off this major 8 parking lot.
There were actually several, multiple wrecks all the way down to Clemson, at least to Clemson. Big, long delay. Not necessarily a wreck now, but I understood it backed things up badly.
I turned on the directional when I got into the car, and I didn't see anything. It didn't show any major backups on the interstate, at least for accidents, just running slow.
And Clemson, had to work over there today, and you know I have three choices to come back: 85, 123, or 11. And 11 by far is a much better route.
That is definitely true, and it would be pretty ride too.
I exited from 11 to onto 11, and that's where I actually hit all my traffic. And they are almost all out of my way now that we were at 25.
Yeah, a couple days ago, I was pretty much, took me 32 extra minutes to get home because of accidents on 85.
Fortunate, I live up here close to Landrum area, and I either commute to Clemson or I commute to Donelson, and there's only two ways to get to Donelson: 85 and go 11, go 414 to 25. So there's only two ways to get to Donelson. There's no middle way to get there, and you know, if I have to be there at a certain time, I do not go the interstate.
So go through Malden and go down Conesty. That way it'll come out about the old Bonnie Braid and then go the back way into Donaldson Center that way.
You know, coming from the north end of the county, that's actually a little out of the way to do it that way.
That's definitely, you put that as your third option when, you know, all else fails.
That's affirmative. And sometimes, you know, I'll be heading to 85 and I go, oh, shoot, 85 is just totally locked up. Well, I'll just go keep going 14 and I'll cut through Malden. So I have done that before. But that has a lot more traffic lights that way.
KO4PXB, that is definitely true. I guess they're trying to keep the traffic in Malden from speeding on that road. There are quite a few lights real close together.
I moved out to the country to be away from people. Dang it, I still have to go through town to get to work.
When I get ready to retire in, you know, 5 to 6 years, then me and wife will probably move out in the country, where out in the middle of BFE somewhere, where no one bothers us.
Those kind of places to move to, because even where I'm living, you know, I'm within 5 miles, they are building nothing but zero lot line communities, and they're not upgrading any of the roads when they do it. They just, oh, it's a two 8-foot lane wide road. Yeah, we'll put 300 houses here. Nobody will care.
My daughter doesn't know yet, is due to the fact that me and my wife bought that property that she's on, that has like 2 acres, and she has one of the modular homes on it. That way we'll build on the back end of it, and that way it won't bother her, but there's nothing behind her and nothing can be built behind her, but that way we won't bother her and we'll have our own privacy.
At least that's something.
That way, right now, like I said, she lives by herself and she's just got a dog, so that way have a little more protection. If something goes up, then she can just call us and I can be there within like 1 or 2 minutes.
This question, how old is this daughter of yours?
She is 26.
That makes more sense.
We had a fence built around the backyard so that way she could let the dog out, because she has seen it already that there's still coyotes in that area. That way she doesn't want her dog to, you know, be attacked by it, even though the dog is, you know, probably weighs about 60 pounds. It wouldn't stand a chance against the coyote or anything.
I heard our pack of coyotes lately, but I haven't been outside a whole lot at dusk. But, you know, we have one. It's a pack. There's at least three of them in the pack. Some days there's more than that. But at least three that seem to stay in the pack. And, hang on. But I'm not sure that they're actually purebred coyotes. They might be coyote dogs. Put those two words together.
Yep, that's interesting. It's probably been last year sometime. I'm in the military, and we were out doing a training in Packlet, and some of the wild dogs started tracking onto the deer, and they started echoing, trying to run the deer out. And the people that were on fire watch, I watched them. They stepped up close to the fire pit. It was just beyond funny.
But, you know, up here they tend to breed with the dogs. So I guess you would call them actually coyote dogs versus straight up coyotes. At least 3 years. Could hear them. They would start out to the north, they'd move west, and they'd move south, and then they'd eventually complete the circle and start again. And it took them about a month to the circle.
Yep, obviously what they were hunting was moving around, so they were moving around with it.
We have deer up here, and the occasional bear. But I don't know that coyotes particularly care for bear. Bear can be mean.
That is definitely true. Pretty much any animal can also be really mean when you talk about its cubs or offspring.
And I have seen a mama bear with two or three cubs with her up in the neck of the woods. I haven't seen her lately, but, you know, they try not to be seen.
Yep, that's definitely true. It's better to stay out of sight.
TP Mobile. Yeah, I like seeing our deer. That makes me feel that I'm more in the country than I am in town, which is a good thing still, and thankfully, you know, where I live, all of the properties, generally right around 3 acres, so it's good.
It's definitely good. The roads that I travel, people just immediately slam on the brakes when they see a deer, or especially three or four of them together. They're just like they, you know, have lost their mind when they see a deer.
There is some reasoning behind that. If you see one deer, especially if it's a doe, you should slow down significantly, because I can almost guarantee you there'll be two more does and a buck. Every time I've seen them cross the road, it's been at least two does and a buck. And the second doe sometimes makes it, sometimes doesn't make it.
That is definitely true. Then I guess it's no explanation of why people, you know, pretty much stop when they see a snowflake or decide to have an accident.
You're right. There is no explanation for that. I don't understand it at all. I lived in Florida for 10 years, and You know, they had flurries in Daytona Beach one year, and I was driving down the interstate, and there were people pulled off to the side of the road, and they had their blinkers on. And I didn't understand it. I was like, it's Florida. It's like, you know, 40 degrees outside. Yes, there are snowflakes. No, it is not going to kill you. Get out of the road.
I was hoping they wouldn't think it was, you know, the atomic ash or volcanic ash or something like that.
And I don't think most of these people remember duck and cover, which I always thought was kind of strange. You know, if a nuke goes off, say, hitting Oconee nuclear plant, do you really think a concrete block wall and a desk is going to save your butt?
The reason they tell you to go into those shelters is so it's easier to find the bodies of everybody together and at least be able to identify who's missing.
And tell school kids that. They just told us to duck and cover, you know, in our classroom. No, get into a shelter, none of that telling us, you know. Heck, I don't even think we had tornado shelters when I went to school.
The only shelter we had for tornadoes was the hallway and a book.
The only kind of seat belt they had in the car, which was mostly optional, was a lap belt. And, you know, I don't even like today's seat belt, but 4-point harness or better is significantly, you're more likely to survive that than these things they call seat belts now.
Yeah, some people say that, making a joke about it, the only seat belt that they remember in older cars was their mother's arm.
My dad teaching me when I was like, you know, maybe 5 or 6 years older, how to drive. He put me on his lap while he drove. And, you know, I think that's considered highly illegal now.
It's definitely true. I can remember when I was living with my parents many years ago that I'd sit on the back of my dad's truck while we were taking the trash off and just let my feet rub, you know, run on the roadway, and nothing was ever said about it. But now they'll definitely throw the book at you for doing so, something like that.
Technically, that is still legal to do in South Carolina, as well as your vehicle going below, I think it's 15 miles an hour or slower. You can still do that from a pickup truck. You may have to have an adult in the back. I don't remember exactly how the law is worded, but it is still physically possible that you can do that and not get the book thrown at you.
Yep, that is definitely something interesting. Never knew that it could still be done.
Pause. I looked it up one time when I was a kid, because when I was a kid, they had just changed the legal drinking age in South Carolina from 18 to 21. And all of a sudden, I was no longer legally able to drink. And so I looked up, well, can I run a still? You can own and operate your own still at the age of 16 in South Carolina, but you can't drink anything from it until you turn 21. Go figure.
Now that is pretty funny. And but, of course, what they don't know won't hurt them.
Powder is really easily obtained anymore, so it's a lot less deadly. That was the whole reason why they didn't want stills in the first place, is because, you know, people who don't know any better, they use lead solder, and that's really bad for you.
Yep, that is definitely something interesting about a still. I didn't know. Like I said, I knew lead was bad for you, but it would even kind of odd that they even made lead solder. I wonder who figured that out, that was not a good idea.
Better because it flows better. But, you know, they figured out at some point that lead is sort of like mercury. It'll make you go crazy. And I think they learned that when, by the time they learned about the lead in the paint. And that's, I think all that came about the same time. And it seems like that was in the 70s that it came around.
Just strictly joking around, the parents should have never, or should have taught their kids not to eat the paint chips that had lead in it.
Child gnawing on a door. I mean, that just seems a little bizarre. Of course, as a kid, I gnawed on electrical cords, so I guess maybe that's what gives me my electrifying personality.
Hopefully, when your parents saw that, they at least disconnected it.
think they did. My dad was an electrical engineer, so maybe he just thought the shocks were good for me.
Yeah, that's definitely a different way of parenting.
Good talking to you, Lloyd. I am almost to my parking spot, and I hope you have a good weekend. KJ4 CTD, and I'll be clear on your final.
I'm sorry, please be careful. KO4PX, be mobile for another 20 minutes or so.
For ZEW Mobile, this is Ben. How you doing, Lloyd?
Doing good. How are you?
Doing well. It's Friday afternoon. I'm going to pick up my daughter from school. And then there's the barbecue fest tomorrow in Malden.
Yeah, I'm going to pick up my daughter from daycare and then go into my state guard drill over the weekend. So that'll be pretty much keeping me busy for the pretty much till sometime Sunday around noon or so.
Going to drill, that's your weekend.
It's definitely true. I've got a staff meeting this evening at the state guard and then pretty much a full day tomorrow. And then normally sometimes till 2 o'clock on Sunday, they kind of start letting people go that way because some people know that they have a long trip home.
How far do you have to go to get the drill? Do you go all the way down to Fort Jackson in Columbia, or is it somewhere upstate here?
No, I go to the Fountain Inn Armory, which is like 13 miles from my house.
Not at all. Yeah, you and I are kind of the same vicinity in between Simpsonville and Malden, if I remember correctly.
Yep, that is definitely true. I live in the Holly Tree Golf Course area, right on Highway 14.
Beautiful road. So, yeah, we're probably in Simplex range, but I know you're farther out. What are you driving right now? That's no problem.
Mobile right now. I'm within eyesight of the Woodruff Road, so that way that's where I'm heading right now.
You're about an hour and a half from home, right?
It's, like I said, it'll probably take me about another 5 minutes to get to the daycare, and then 10 minutes from there to my house. So.
Chops about Greenville traffic. We're no Boston, we're no Atlanta, but definitely enough to be troublesome.
4PXB, you are not kidding this. It just, some people lose their mind on a Friday and forget how to drive or just be rude about it, and that's the only person they're worried about is themselves.
Before the pandemic, when I was traveling a lot for work, consulting, I would come home Friday morning, and I'd hit GSP about 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning, about 8 miles to my house, and it would take 45 minutes, and that was like Friday lunchtime. It was just downhill from there. It's something else.
Yeah, if that was true, I would have went out the 85, I would have went out the Highway 14 exit of the airport and got out that way.
The Highway 14 exit. It was usually clogging up around Roper Mountain Road and Woodruff Road over there by Hungry Howie's.
Hopefully you were definitely picking a different time on traveling so you wouldn't have to deal with that anymore.
Because this contract and several over the past 2 years have been almost all remote. So I haven't flown since March of 2020 except to go this summer to go out west for vacation. I miss my jet, but then I kind of do and don't.
Do you have your own license that you were flying or on somebody else flying?
Find someone else. I was Platinum Delta for a couple of years.
It's always good to fly with somebody else. That way you get to somewhat relax.
to the point I can easily sleep on planes. So I get in there and just, you know, while we're doing the lecture and stuff, I close my eyes, take it easy. And then with the G-forces of the takeoff to kind of push you back in the seat, to me that is the most relaxing thing. And I'll probably be asleep the rest of the trip. It just kind of like cradles me to sleep when that thing takes off and starts heading skyward. And it's kind of nice, actually. Here at the school, so I'm going to jump off. Just catch up with you again, Lloyd, if ever so briefly. This is KO4ZEW. This is Ben.
Hi, Ben. Please take it easy. I'm also probably within 1 minute, maybe 30 or 40 seconds from the daycare, so I'll definitely talk with you another day. KO4PXB.